Thanks for connecting with Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information. Coming up next on Pod Topics, you'll hear our next episode of Moving Business Forward, focusing on businesses and organizations in the Chattanooga area. Here's a preview of our conversation with Takora Johnson-Peterson, the CEO of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga.
Kids are very resilient. As we build relationships with them, we're able sometimes to communicate to their parents, to communicate with their teachers on issues that they may be dealing with, so that everybody that's a part of that young lady's village is aware and can bring in the necessary resources and support so that she can thrive.
Welcome back to Moving Business Forward from Pod Topics. Thanks for joining us for our third episode of the series, which is dedicated to sharing perspectives and insights from the leaders and decision makers in the Chattanooga area. We're hearing from the people who are meeting the challenges they face to keep their respective businesses and organizations moving forward. As you heard at the top of the podcast, we'll be talking with Takora Johnson-Peterson, the CEO of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga. In September, Girls Inc. marked its 60th year of service to the Chattanooga area. As you'll hear in this edition of Moving Business Forward, Takora shares how Girls Inc. is continually working to make a difference in the lives of their members and their families. Greg Thompson, the executive producer of Pod Topics, visited the offices of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga. For our conversation, Greg and Takora sat down in the organization's conference room that overlooks Brainerd Road.
Takora, it's great to be here inside of Girls Inc. Thank you for joining us on the Moving Business Forward podcast.
Thank you for having us and welcome to Girls Inc.
It's an exciting time to be at Girls Inc. because this is a milestone year for you guys. Let's start there. It's 60 years.
Yes, we are celebrating 60 years of service to the city of Chattanooga in Hamilton County. We have served over 28,000 girls and families and counting through a series of programs that help girls to be strong, smart, and bold.
For any of our listeners who are not familiar with Girls Inc., tell us about the organization.
February the 15th, 1961, Girls Club of Chattanooga was formed through a series of neighbors and residents who lived in the then Highland Park neighborhood. It was supported by the Chattanooga Women's Auxiliary, and it started as a place for girls in that neighborhood to have a safe space to go to learn. When we think about the 60s, we were thinking about how girls could be the perfect wife, the perfect mom, and had very limited opportunities. As the years and decades have gone by, Girls Club, now Girls Inc., has been very intentional in making sure that we address the needs of our girls at that given time. So if you go back and look at the decades of the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, you'll see that the organization grew with the time. As the decades moved forward, there was progression, and you begin to see women go from learning how to be the perfect home wife to being doctors and lawyers. Outside, not only careers, but also just life skills and soft skills, Girls Inc. has always been adapting programming to meet the needs of our girls in present time.
You think about those 60 years. It was a time where the role of women in American society has changed, and you've talked about that. The Girls Club, Girls Inc. had to evolve over those times. As you look back at the history of the organization, how did the organization respond to the times?
Well, I think the key points in progression are making sure that our residents, our citizens of our neighborhoods and communities are progressing with time. So outside of those rights, you had technology, you had STEM, all of those things were evolving. And as a thriving city and county, you always want your residents to be exposed to that and be on the move with the city. I believe that the parents and the girls who are participating in Girls Inc. over the last 60 years understood the need for change. So the community wanted change. So the community supported that change. So we wanted to see girls think about life after high school. We wanted to give girls choices, and that's exactly what we have done for the last 60 years, is provide pathways for girls to navigate from girlhood to womanhood.
How did you find your way to Girls Inc.?
Well, my journey with Girls Inc. began in January of 2010, so I will be celebrating 12 years with Girls Inc. of Chattanooga. It started with just doing some research, because I've always saw myself in the role of a servant. I've always seen myself in the role of giving and supporting. And what other way to give than to step into leadership in an organization that I knew about growing up? So I did not attend the Girls Club when I was younger, but my oldest sister did, and several of my best friends attended the Girls Inc. It was just one of those things where someone said, look on this website, see if they're hiring, and the rest is history. So through this journey over the last 12 years, I have grown personally. I have grown professionally. I have navigated from young adult womanhood to womanhood. And I sit in this most recent appointment as the CEO, understanding the way in which I got here was because I had so many people a part of my village from birth and still in today. So I want Girls Inc. to be that space and a part of the lives of each of our girls.
When you came into Girls Inc., what position did you hold? And talk about your career progression inside the organization.
When I began with Girls Inc., I started as the director of elementary age programs. So I supervised 2 program coordinators and 24 girls at 2 sites. We were at Hardy Elementary and Harrison United Methodist Church. Within 9 months of that, I was able to triple our after-school programs. I was also able to triple our seasonal camps, which are day camps that we have Monday through Friday for fall, spring, and summer. And with that came the opportunity to expand the employees that work. So at first it was 2 part-time employees working with Girls Inc. So I did that for 5 years. Then I was promoted to Senior Director Program Operations, which allowed me to oversee all programs for girls ages 6 through 18. I worked with program specialists, educators, and coordinators who again worked with girls ages 6 through 18. Within that program, we began to provide in-school programs, which is something we didn't do before. We began a partnership with Brainy United Methodist Church so that we could have a central site for after-school programs and our seasonal camps. And after doing that for 5 years, in August of 2020, I was asked to step in as interim CEO during the pandemic, which was exciting but stressful at the same time. Then I decided to go through the national search for the next CEO and went through that process and received the vote of our board of directors along with the senior leadership team to now sit in the role of the Chief Executive Officer of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So you were the interim CEO,
Yes. And
you knew they were conducting a national search, which obviously you supported because you want to make sure you can find the best.
Correct.
But at that time, too, you're probably thinking to yourself, I like this job. I like this challenge. I want to go for that. And you're like, I want to get in this search.
That's exactly how it happened. That's exactly how it unfolded. When I was appointed the interim, at that point, I didn't know if I wanted to take this on full time. So I just really sat back and did what I needed to do as interim, which was at that point, survive and maintain, keep the doors open and keep everyone, our girls, our staff safe as we were in the height of the pandemic. Didn't know there are other affiliates within the national network who had to close their doors, but we have such a strong board of directors, a very strong senior leadership team, that as I began to oversee the organization, my confidence grew in my ability to sit in that position of CEO. So I threw my name in the hat, and after every interview or every stage that I had to go through, I just would come home and reflect on the interview, the responses, the questions, and I would just say after each interview if I wanted to move forward. Luckily, every time things were great, the conversation was transparent, open, honest. I was allowed to share my areas of improvement where I needed coaching and things of that nature. So the board of directors and again, the senior leadership team were open to that transparency. And I got the phone call in late January that on February the 1st that I would sit as the next CEO of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga.
Well, again, congratulations. We're sitting here, it's toward the end of October. You've had a chance, about 9 months or so. The job's been yours for a while because you were the interim. You talk about being challenged in a situation. You come in, you're the interim CEO, and then you're also figuring out, yeah, I'd like to have this job. But I've got
this big cloud.
We've still got COVID protocols going on.
Yes.
This is still a very serious situation, but we've moved forward a little bit. So let's talk about how did you make those adjustments? What did you do and what did you learn?
Well, our mission is to inspire and equip all girls to be strong, smart, and bold within their families, communities, and society. That translates to being healthy, educated, and independent. So what I like to tell people is that March of 2020 was the last year that we offer the traditional Girls Inc. experience. What was very important to me while I was sitting in the role of Senior Director of Program Operations is that our girls need us more now than ever. And I asked the staff to be very transparent and letting the girls know that what we were experiencing was not due to age, was not due to socioeconomic background, was not due to gender, wasn't due to race. We were all going through this.
COVID doesn't care.
COVID does not care. So our program team is a group of phenomenal role models and mentors to our girls. And so what I wanted them to do was to open themselves up to allow the girls to see them go through COVID. We were working from home, and where we have been very used to being in person, it's like now I need you to learn Zoom. I need you to learn Teams. I need you to not only learn how to check in with the parents regarding the girl, but I need you to check in with the families. I need you to make sure that the families have the resources they need to kind of get through everyday life because so much has changed for them. We saw ourselves as outside of the walls of Girls Inc. How do we be there for the entire family while also trying to balance and manage what we were doing as individuals? Like you said, COVID doesn't care. We just knew we had to do something because we are so used in the habit of being consistent and being those individuals that our girls can rely on. We could not close the door, so we had to get very creative. So we had team members to create Girls Inc. on the move. We had family Zoom nights. So just a series of ways to engage with our girls virtually. But most importantly, our frontline team picked up the phone and called and talked to mom or talked to grandma or talked to dad and just said, how are you? How is everyone doing? It was not just what can we do for the girl in the house, but what can we do for grandpa? What can we do for the younger brother or the younger sister? So it was just a matter of us being intentional, making sure that we address the needs of our girls and their families.
Basically being a good neighbor almost.
Correct.
How's your pandemic going? So what did you guys learn about yourselves and about the organization through that process?
We learned that we are very resilient, that we have the skill set, the staff, the support to pivot, but to remain impactful. Again, we opened up our home so that girls could see us work from home, something they never really get a chance to see inside our home. So just the frontline team, our doors wouldn't be open without that. We have a very, very strong financial department that's overseen by our chief financial officer, who was very strategic in making sure financially we could keep the doors open.
Sure.
Our development team and communications department was very transparent. Again, putting out there to our donors and our supporters that although what you typically support, it looks different, but our doors are open safely. We are hybrid. We're going to be able to engage with those families that we can't ideally serve in person. So I would say each department, along with our board of directors, just really thought and processed what does our mission mean, and we were able to fulfill and advance our mission because we knew that if we're telling our girls to be strong, smart, and bold, then we have to be stronger, smarter, and bolder.
Can you talk a little bit about your staff and your team through that process and where you guys are today?
One thing we've always focused on, I would say, over the last 3 years is being transparent. We share within departments the good, the bad. We do a lot of SWOT analysis to make sure we're doing what it is that we have committed ourselves to. So everyone that's a part of Girls Inc. believes in the mission. Everyone at Girls Inc. believes in the rights and opportunities for girls. Those types of character traits were just key in us moving forward. We opened as a virtual learning center last year, was completely new. And that was one of those things where that team, led by our director of program operations, just really took it day by day. Sometimes it was hour by hour what the day would look like. So resiliency, again, strength, effective communication is what has allowed us today to be able to go back in person to programs at area elementary, middle, and high schools. We've offered camps. Our doors have been open since June of 2020, where we provided hybrid learning. Our frontline staff, Monday through Friday, were opening the doors to serve our girls who elected not to go back in the school building. And then we also offered those in-person camps. Again, we focus on safety first, self-care, and communication. I think those are three things that have allowed us to weather the storm and learn from it all so that we're just, again, stronger, smarter, and bolder for our girls for the next 60 years.
Speaking of 60 years, I know that you guys had planned an in-person celebration. That didn't come to pass. How did you commemorate the 60th anniversary?
Well, our chief development officer, along with the anniversary committee, decided to do a 60-day campaign. So starting in September of the next 60 days, we have just been advertising, promoting, and raising awareness for Girls Inc.
So we're in that 60-day period right now, correct?
Yes, we are. We've raised a little bit over 21,000 of the 60,000. So it was 60,000 in 60 days for 60 years. We have some anniversary levels that allow you to support a girl for a week, or it allows you to support 6 girls for an academic year. So our levels are 60, 600, 1,000, and 6,000. And along with each level come a lot of different anniversary gifts, a lot of promotion and things of that nature, because we still have to raise money to open the doors for our girls.
Sure.
We want to continue to give them the door of opportunities. So we have been out just promoting this campaign, but also spreading awareness about our organization.
So, Takora, if I'm hearing you correctly, I know we're going to release this in the middle of your 60-day campaign. If folks are listening to this and they want to support Girls Inc. and they want to be a part of this, how can they do it?
You can follow us on all social media. We are on Instagram at Girls Inc. of Chat, Facebook Girls Inc. of Chattanooga, but also our website, which is Girls Inc. of Chat with 2T's.org. And on there, it talks about the 60th Diamond Anniversary. When you click that tab, it gives you opportunities to be supporters, to be sponsors, and it talks about the breakdown of the impact that your dollars have for our girls. So visit our website or call our main office at 423-624-4757, and there someone can just give you all the information about ways to get involved. We are raising dollars, we are raising volunteers, we are raising participants of Girls Inc. So all of those ways to be a part of the Girls Inc. experience is made available on our website.
You're listening to Moving Business Forward from Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information. Let's take you back to our conversation with Takora Johnson-Peterson, the CEO of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga.
In preparing for this interview, I had a chance to go to your website, very impressed, and saw a number of programs, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about those programs.
Yes.
If you would, let's run through some of those.
All of the programs are my favorite, but one that really, really touches me often is the Bookworm Club. The Bookworm Club was founded in 2013 due to a response on the Tennessee State report card for Hamilton County, where we had several elementary schools that received a D or an F. And I remember going to the then director of development and saying, can we find funding to create a literacy program? Because I am a lover of books and just remember my experience here in the city and the county.
And it's important to get folks to be able to read early.
That's reading right. And mm-hmm. words will be a part for the rest of your life.
If you can get into a program where you can develop an enjoyment and then a love for reading, it will serve you for a lifetime.
Right, and that's the goal. Two goals for that program is one, to help girls get at or above reading level. And so we do design our programs and activities around the five building blocks of literacy. But the most important thing, as you mentioned, is to get them to love books and to love reading and how you can escape and use your imagination. No matter what you want to be in life, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be a plumber, if you want to be a pediatric nurse, words are going to be with you for the rest of your life. And so we got to get them to understand that no matter what it is that you want to do, you have to know how to read. So that's what we are doing every single day with our elementary age girls. Then you have a program called Girls Take Charge, which is for middle school, and it focuses on leadership and character education and getting young girls to understand the significance of who they are and that character counts. And that program, again, is designed to help them think about what life is going to be like after high school, but it gets them to think about it a little bit earlier so that they can make informed decisions, again, as they navigate. We have a program called Road to College and Career Success, which is designed for our high school age students. And again, it's just giving them the necessary stepping stones to figure out the path after high school. 100% of our girls do graduate from high school and go to college. But after college, we have several pathways that one may take. And so we just want to equip them with the soft skills to navigate whatever they want to do. If you want to go into a certification program, if you want to become an entrepreneur, or if you want to go to a 2-year or 4-year college and university, that program is designed to help you figure that out. It teaches you that your hobbies can sometimes translate into income. And we want all girls to have economic independence.
Absolutely. When you think about the world today, there are kids that are growing up in single-parent homes. Can you talk a little bit about the evolution of the family, some of the challenges that are out there, and how Girls Inc. works to support families, whether it be single-parent families, blended families, all the different things that you see in today's world, which weren't as prevalent back when Girls Inc. started 60 years ago, but it's been part of the evolution of the organization as part of the evolution of society.
Yes. What I would say to that is that we treat every girl as an individual, right? So what 6-year-old decides if their parents are going to stay together? What 9-year-old can determine how far in high school or college their parents will go? What 8-year-old can pick the motivation that their parents have? So what I would say is that Girls Inc. of Chattanooga is very lucky to serve a vast spectrum of family dynamics. We have grandparents as primary caregivers. We have fathers as primary caregivers. We also work with a lot of foster families. So the unique thing is every girl is just treated for who she is, because again, we don't get to pick our parents, how motivated our parents are, where we live, and how far our parents will go in life. So that's one thing that we're not going to penalize our girls for. They didn't make those decisions, right? Any family who wants a support system, any family who wants their daughters around role models and mentors who have navigated from girlhood to womanhood, I would say that Girls Inc. of Chattanooga is a perfect fit for you. We also have fathers and uncles and board members and committee members who are male, and they are what we consider pro-girl. They believe in the rights and opportunities and abilities for our girls. We want humans who just believe in what it is that we do. What we have to offer is to make the next generation be strong, smart, and bold. And we have to begin to do that as early as possible. That's what allows us to do that, is when you have the melting pot, you have the mosaic approaches to what it is we're trying to do. So we're not trying to throw everybody in the same bucket and make one thing. We want each family to be uniquely recognized and to understand that they shape what Girls Inc. looks like now and what Girls Inc. will look like for the next 60 years or more.
Well, I would think too that when you talk about working with girls as individuals,
yes,
which is obviously very important,
mm-hmm.
the idea that they didn't choose if their parents split up, or they didn't choose how far their parents went in school. But yet one of the hurdles that they have to overcome is that their situation is unique to them, but there may be something that's hanging over them. To be able to work with them as an individual, you can work with each individual family too, I would think.
Correct. So that is the goal, is to help these girls set goals, short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals. It will take the family, again, in order to have a strong, smart, and bold girl, you need a stronger, smarter, bolder family. The unique thing about Girls Inc. is when they come into our space, they know that their peers are all dealing with similar things or different things. Kids are very resilient. As we build relationships with them, we're able sometimes to communicate to their parents, to communicate with their teachers on issues that they may be dealing with, so that everybody that's a part of that young lady's village is aware and can bring in the necessary resources and support so that she can thrive. That's what it's all about. Sometimes parents learn from us what their daughters are dealing with, and so we don't take our role lightly as a part of the development of that young lady. We think holistically, and we know that although they're kids, they still deal with things mentally and emotionally and socially. So we really focus a lot on making sure that the programs and the activities that we provide to the girls address the whole girl. We don't want to just focus on her academics when socially she's having issues with bullying at school, and that's why she's not wanting to go to school. Then you just have that trickle effect. So we strive to be very observant of our girls. We check in with the teachers. We definitely check in with the parents. But the individual who can tell you most about what someone is dealing with is that young lady that sit next to her every single day, can tell you probably more about that child than a parent can.
As we wrap up our time here, I wanted to get an opportunity for you to share with us what's been the most satisfying part of your job. What excites you about your job when you get up in the morning?
What excites me about the organization is the mission, and it is to help girls be healthy, educated, and independent as they navigate from girlhood to womanhood. I just believe that we have assembled a staff and a board of directors that understand that you can overcome challenges and that we want our girls to be exposed. Like, I was exposed to things growing up that allowed me to make informed decisions and allowed me to set goals. And that's what I've been doing for the last 12 years here at Girls Inc. It's just allowing our girls to see, and they can then have enough in their book of imaginations to have dreamed the wildest dream and set the highest goal. But what we will continue to do here is be intentional and make sure that they see people that look like them, that they're exposed to traditional and non-traditional careers, that they just have the resources that they need to advocate for themselves. That's what gets me up every single day, is that I know that being a part of their village works, because I had so many people a part of my village. Although I had some ups and downs, I made it.
As you said, you had a long connection with this because your sister was part of this.
Yes, she was.
My sense is that it was a very positive experience for her.
Yes, it was. Actually, my niece is now a part of Girls Inc. So to see my sister go through the program and then now see her daughter go through the program, she started with us at the age of 6. She is now in the 9th grade. It's almost full circle. Again, some of my best friends attribute their career paths and success to Girls Inc. They contribute their ability to have that confidence, that high self-esteem, public speaking, things of that nature, all to Girls Inc. I just want to keep the doors open so that we can impact another 28,000 girls and families to think big and to be strong, smart, and bold, and to be advocates for themselves and make decisions for themselves to live a successful life based on their definition.
Over the 12 years you've been here, how many times has it happened where somebody's come up that started in it when they were 6, went through the whole process, and then they became a successful adult and said, hey, Cora, thank you very much, came back. Can you talk about that a little bit, and how rewarding for you? Is that what you live for?
Of course it is. That lets us know. That gives me impact. But I'm really day-to-day. I'm really what's going on day-to-day for our girls that are in our programs. But I do stay connected with the Girls Inc. alumni. So the girls that started with me when I first started were at the age of 6. They are freshmen in college right now.
Yeah.
To get a FaceTime from them or to be at a restaurant and they have a part-time job just to see that young lady. I remember working with you in economic literacy, or I remember using fake money to teach you financial literacy, and look at you now, you are maintaining a part-time job while going to high school. But now to see them walking on the campus of UTC or Spelman College, University of Memphis, Tennessee Tech, we even have one in Chicago, just to see those ladies thriving is the greatest reward. But preparing the next girl is what drives. We have about 8 5-year-olds that are with us. So it is about making sure that this organization is around so that we can help her navigate from girlhood to womanhood. Because everyone needs some support. We want to be a safe haven for our girls and families.
Well, speaking of that, as you look ahead 10, 15 years down the line, and now we start talking about the 75th anniversary of Girls Inc., what do you hope will happen over the next 10, 15 years, and where do you see this organization going?
Well, I definitely want us to be able to provide a seat for every girl and every family in the city of Chattanooga and Hamilton County who wants to be a part of the Girls Inc. experience. Be it that we go into her school, a local neighborhood center, youth and family development center, a local church. I want us to be able to service every girl in Hamilton County and the city of Chattanooga. I want to expand to Cleveland and Athens, Tennessee, to provide Girls Inc. there. And then we hope to be able to follow girls 4 years after they graduate from high school through some national funding. So we will begin to work with girls ages 6 through 21.
Those are some big objectives. And I see you're smiling about that, so you like the challenge.
Yes, I do. Again, when I first started with Girls Inc., I supervised 2 staff and 24 girls. Through my experience with Girls Inc., I have managed up to 14 staff working with 1,200 plus students at 3 different locations at one time. Now I get to manage senior level people. The overview, the forecasting, the vision, and supporting the vision is what brings a smile to my face. It's because I know how we were when I first started, and I know what it takes for all of the gangs that we have. And so I'm definitely up for the challenge on expanding outside of Hamilton County and serving our girls past the age of 18. Why not?
For sure. Absolutely. First of all, thanks for joining us on this edition of Moving Business Forward. It's just been terrific to sit here and talk with you for a little while. Is there anything else? Did we miss anything? Is there anything else you want to share?
Again, we are celebrating 60 years, and our goal is to have this organization around for another 60 years. But we cannot do that without funding. We cannot do that without volunteers. And most importantly, we cannot do that without girls. And so anyone who's listening, please visit our website to learn more about Girls Inc. On our website, you'll even be able to see that we offer tours so that you can come in firsthand to see what we do as informal educators. My chief development officer and I are always out and about meeting and talking to people. So we are looking for individuals who believe in the Girls Inc. experience, again, to help us keep the doors open to serve more girls, to serve girls longer, and to just continue to provide them opportunities that they don't really know about as a 6-year-old or as a 10th grader.
Takora, thank you again for spending some time with us. It's been terrific to visit with you.
As always, thank you for reaching out. And most importantly, thank you for having me on your podcast to talk about the work that we do. And we're just excited. And happy birthday to Girls Inc.
That's Takora Johnson-Peterson with her closing thoughts on this edition of the Moving Business Forward podcast from Pod Topics. As we shared with you earlier, Takora is the CEO of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga, and we'd like to thank Takora for her time and perspective. As you heard during this podcast, Girls Inc. of Chattanooga is commemorating the organization's 60th anniversary with a fundraising effort that is seeking to raise $60,000. If you would like to participate in this fundraising drive that includes an online auction happening in November, please visit the organization's website. That's girlsincofchat.org. That website again is Girls Inc. of Chat with 2Ts.org. Thank you for listening to Moving Business Forward, a podcast dedicated to bringing you insights and perspective from Chattanooga area business leaders. Be sure to check podtopics.com for new episodes of the series. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Moving Business Forward on your favorite podcast platform. You can find Moving Business Forward on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio Podcasts, and all other major podcast services. By becoming a subscriber, you'll be notified whenever we post a new episode, and on some of those platforms, you'll also have the opportunity to rate our podcast. Once again, thank you for spending part of your day with us here on Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information.